me past. Somebody, anybody, somebody telling my child is here. I have to find my child. Chalo, Tisha, what happened here? Madri tell me Tashi get knocked by a car.
I come straight here, Aggie. I never even wait for the ambulance. Ask T. She come with me in the van and we bring Tashi straight to the emergency.
So where is she now? Where is Natasha?
Priska take her inside for the doctor to see her.
Priska? Is Priska that knocked my child?
What foolishness you talking there, Aggie? Priska on duty. Is she that see about Tashi? Madri didn't tell you.
Tell me what? What? What Madri have to tell me?
The car that knocked down the child. Nobody see who it was. The driver never saw.
So what was my child doing on the road? Huh? T, you were supposed to pick her up from school. And I tell you, just watch her until her father come home. So how could she be on the road for a car to knock her?
Come here first, Auntie. I tell her she told me.
You see your child? You passing right by the child. So it's you that should be picking her up. But you're always so busy. You busy drinking in Miss Elvira's back room with your friends. You too busy to pass for your child. You too busy to...
I know. Agnes, you're always telling me that. But you forget it's a bus I run in, not a taxi. I even passed by your house early so I could be there when T bring his child from school.
Nonsense.
We nearly reach already, Auntie. When did she see her daddy, but she just ran to meet him.
I just went to spend Lord a little time with my poor sister, you know. And I go lose my child for that.
Pull yourself together, Jesus. Aggie. Priska will come back just now and tell us what the doctor said.
So where Priska is, huh? Why is she not coming? I want to know what is happening to my child. Look how long they're taking. They're not even coming. My child could be dead. I want to know what is
happening. What's wrong with you, woman? How you could ever say that?
I want to see my child. I want to see her. I want to see her now.
Looking good. Looking good. I thought you were downstairs, Cyber City, in your school uniform.
You spying on me? If you must know, I changed in the bathroom downstairs. You know the school is pretty stupid when it comes to their uniform.
I wasn't spying. I was... Anyway, turn around and let me have a good look at you. Yeah, you look good, boy. I bet all the little boys must be dying.
I don't have time for little boys. Let them go and play with each other. Do you really think I look good?
Like a ripe Julie mango. Juicy and ready to eat.
You're making me blush.
Too bad. I can't take a taste.
Why can't you?
I work for your father, and I think he would kill me if I touch you.
You're worried about my father? You should be more afraid of a poodle than my father.
Why is that?
Let's just say, my father likes to see things from my point of view. I've never heard of you being afraid of anybody, and what he doesn't know won't kill him.
You sure he doesn't know? When you walked in here, every man in here was looking at you. They all know who you are, and they all know that you came to see me.
You afraid of something, teacher? You? That's hard to believe. Maybe I should leave, if you're that afraid.
Where are you going? You have some little boy waiting for you?
Really? That's all you can say?
Well, your father's gun is bigger than mine, and one must respect a man with a bigger gun.
You have a gun?
Men must protect themselves. I live in Riverbend, you know.
Yeah, I know. So what are you doing tonight? Going to drink with friends?
Not tonight. I want somewhere peaceful and quiet. I'm tired of the noise for the day. I just want to light up a smoke and chill.
I know a place that's quiet. Friday nights, the house is usually empty. My father will be gone at midnight. Mano disappears and Jesse, God only knows where he goes.
Really? That sounds like a plan. But,
what are you afraid of?
Haven't you been paying attention? Your father.
I told you that he will not be there. He always goes to the midnight disco on a Friday. So you have nothing to be afraid of. And if he is there, you can always say I was at Cyber City late and I had an SBA.
Oh, yeah? Doing what?
Working on an SBA. You can say you didn't want to leave me alone, so you gave me a ride on your motorcycle. I can also tell him that I could not get transport, so I took you up on your offer of the ride.
And what are you going to say about that dress?
I'll tell him I knew I'd be at Cyber City late, and I didn't want to remain at that time in my school uniform. The schools are strict about being out after a certain time in your uniform.
You are really a smooth talker.
You're making me blush.
Really? That is not the only thing I could make you do.
So what time do you get off work?
I'm here till 9 tonight, which gives me 3 hours. By the way, where is your twin?
You mean T? She's at the hospital. Her cousin got hit by a car. Speak of the devil. She's calling me now. Hello? T? Yes, I'm still at Game World. What? What? You're serious? I'll come to the hospital right away. TJ, I have to go. Talk to you some other time. Sorry.
Albert, cut it time, boy. It's already close to 5 p.m. Anybody still inside?
Only Sharon.
Listen, I spoke to the boss last night. He planned on exporting to some of the other islands.
That's very good. Each year our sales are better than the year before. Our records are showing that customers are growing island-wide.
Yes, especially in the south.
Franklin, didn't Mr. McLaren mention putting a factory down there to Salvatore area?
Yeah, but he's still talking to a few people about that.
By the way, did you sign the order for the chemicals?
But I do that days ago. There's a problem, or?
Well, those chemicals should have arrived yesterday.
Sharon sent out that fax?
She faxed it first, then sent the driver with the original supplier.
So why we don't have those chemicals yet?
We need to call...
Mr. Mitchell?
Sharon! How many times I have to ask you to call me Franklin?
I'm already used to calling you Mr. Mitchell. I just wanted to inform you that there was an overseas call for you while you were out earlier.
Overseas call? From who? From where?
It was a woman, but she didn't leave her name and she didn't say where she was calling from. Only that she was calling from overseas. She said she'll call back later.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Such a good help. Wait, what do you think?
I don't know. Sharon said the woman didn't leave her name.
Not that. Talking about Sharon.
Oh, well, I think she's quite competent.
Listen. Of course she's competent. I ain't talking about that. You mean to tell me you ain't noticed Sharon? She looks on that.
What
assets, boy?
I understand. What are you talking about?
Come now, man. Don't tell me you ain't noticed Sharon, man. Come on, you ain't see that hot body?
No, boy. I'm happy with my wife, Elizabeth, of 17 years.
Listen, I not married, and I notice her from day one. I just wish she gonna notice me the same way she...
Mr. Mitchell, the lady caller is on the line to you again. I've already transferred the call to your office. I'm leaving now. I hope the two of you have a good weekend and see you on Monday.
Thanks, Sharon. You too.
I'll be dreaming about you in the meantime. Hello? Didn't I tell you never to call me here? Look, I don't care what your troubles are and I don't care who is after you. I'm no longer responsible for you and your troubles.